Yo, Longhairs, El Rubio here, and still getting used to the new cut. It's feeling pretty weird, but we're getting used to it one day at a time. If you have not caught our complete unabridged recap of the Great Cut, this is it. Even if you have caught it, you haven't heard it read like this. So with a shout out to the Vulgar e-commerce digital marketing agency, two members of which appeared at the Great Cut and cut their hair as promised, Trav White and CJ, we see it, boys. This is the final announcement. The record stands. As of March 21st, 2024, the Guinness World Records titles for the most hair donated to charity in 24 hours stands at 339.14 pounds of hair. In a valiant effort, the Great Cut 2024 donated 219.36 pounds of hair to children with hair loss. Good enough for third place in the scrolls of history, but well short of a new world record. Compared to 2019, there were over 100 more hair donors in person. It was incredible, astonishing. However, despite an intensive East Coast media strike, we received fewer mail-in donations, 790 compared to 1,100 plus in 2019, and fewer bulk donations from salons. It was no less great. While we didn't break the record, by all accounts, it was a glorious attempt. Over 40 sponsors, 790 mail-in donors, 452 in-person donors, 431 general attendees, nearly 60 hairstylists and barbers, and almost 100 volunteers made this day unforgettable for everyone who participated. Our musical guest provided a superb backdrop to the day while elevating the energy to levels beyond expectations. All this gracefully navigated by the humor and grandeur of a true master of ceremonies, Jefferson J. Setbacks early. The day kicked off with a massive power failure in the facility. Clippers sat lifeless as we ran frantically between power cables and cutting stations, trying to diagnose the problem. A city engineer, more like several hours later, flipped a few switches, a quick whiff of ozone, and we were finally in the hair cutting business. By then, however, our cutting zone line was well out the door and winding beyond comprehension. We were off to the races, but simply could not recover, despite the haircutters working at a finger-blistering pace. After action review. While the power outage knocked us down, other issues became evident, issues that could have been mitigated going into an event of this magnitude. We have lived and we have learned. The biggest such area was the recruitment and preparation of hair professionals. For all kinds of reasons, we simply didn't get enough folks involved. Combined with the power outage, this became an acute problem. Many stylists work for 8 or 10 hours or longer, many doing over 30 haircuts, all without adequate rest breaks or even a bite to eat. But they hung in there, and we owe them big time. The process and flow in the cutting zone was another issue, with lines backed up to oblivion. Hair donors and guests didn't have the experience we had really meticulously planned for them, and many waited in line for 4 hours or longer. Ugh. Sorry, guys. At the front gate, a single line for all guests, haircutters, volunteers, and general attendees created a bottleneck and confusion at check-in. It was a jungle out there, and parking was just awful. But the magic was there. Despite these issues and more, the magic and the love was ever present, overcoming all challenges. Steadfast, caring, and resolute, the hair professionals hung in there under duress for hours and got every single haircut done without complaint. Folks waited patiently in line with superb attitudes, making friends and greeting passersby, drinking cocktails and basking in the last moments of long hair living. Bands played, vendors vended, and memories were made even before we blew through 3 kegs in 2 hours, calling for an emergency beer run to Ballast Point and our Henneberry connection. Without question, the biggest win was every person who gave of themselves, and that was everyone. Whether it was hair or time, treasure, talent, travel, or more, and they gave more, every individual involved with the Great Cut made a personal sacrifice. all to put something extraordinary into the world. And we did it. All our success and the love, joy, gratitude, mirth, and camaraderie was punctuated by an official proclamation presented by the Honorable Todd Gloria, the 37th mayor of the city of San Diego, the state of California, by mayoral decree and affixed with the seal of America's finest city, declaring March 16th, 2024 to be the Long Hair's Day in the city of San Diego. And it was indeed our day. An envisioned future, now with no lines. We look back and can't help but visualize what the great cut could have been and should be someday. Should there be a someday? Our first focus will be on the hair professionals, starting with a much earlier recruitment effort. Think priority parking, a dedicated stylist green room with complimentary snacks and beverages, rest breaks, badges, advanced meetups, get to know yous, pre-training, game planning, and more, a true VIP experience. Envision a cutting zone divided into specialty areas, one dedicated zone just for sectioning and braiding, then head shaves, styled cuts, and barber cuts all in their designated sections, an SMS notification when it's time for your haircut so each hair donor can really experience the event in all of its glory. Imagine a smoother check-in experience with separate lines, making the process quicker and more enjoyable with free and ample parking for everyone. It's like we can see the ideal vision of the great cut in our mind's eye, but do we possess the fortitude to carry it out? Our gratitude. Before we look too far ahead, we must extend our most heartfelt thanks to everyone who helped make the Great Cut 2024 special. Our sponsors, the Children with Hair Loss staff, Riva Events and staff, Susie Bond, Emily Buckwalter, Sheila Tost, my mom, and my sister, Jennifer, our chief decorator, every stylist, barber, and hair professional, every mail-in hair donor, every in-person hair donor, friends and families who supported a donor, general attendees, registered volunteers, our military volunteers, repeat TGC participants, each of our talented performers, vendors, and staff, food and beverage providers and staff, the master of ceremonies, Jefferson J., Laura Evans Media and staff, Sun Outdoors, the Port Pavilion, the City of San Diego, and Mayor Todd Gloria, Mark Cuban, our families, our friends, and every single person, group, and organization who made a contribution. Our goal, it is our goal to host the ideal vision in the next chapter of the Great Cut on Saturday, March 16th, 2030. Several things will have to happen in the meantime. First off, and speaking frankly here, we need to finish paying for this one. Next, the Long Hair's business will need to be in a stronger position to withstand another such undertaking because it is heavy. We'll need the existing support from our sponsors and lots more big time help. And we must keep alive the groundswell of overwhelming commitment from the people around the world who are down to cut their hair. Thus, chief among these requirements is we all need to grow our hair back as each of the members of the Long Hairs embarks upon his new hair journey, including myself. We will be living through it together with every imaginable insight, pain point, strategy, and tactic for powering through the awkward stage with courage and commitment at the center for awkward stage hair. So grow your hair, hold the great cut in your heart, and keep the dream alive. Commemorative memorabilia. Please do help us put this thing to bed, our life's effort and everything that we have put into this. Help us by getting your artifacts and memorabilia commemorating this championship effort and historic hair donation for our beloved charity partners at Children with Hair Loss. And we are still covering our cost for the Great Cut, your purchase of any of these awesome artifacts and memorabilia will really help us reach our end goal of just breaking even on the Great Cut. And getting a chance to read this blog post out loud is cathartic in a way, and it gives us a chance to put it all out there into the world. What happened, what was great, what could have been better. And at the end of the day, we are all winners because we all gave of ourselves. And it really was extraordinary. And it was a special event. And if you were there, we are deeply, deeply grateful to you forevermore. And if you weren't there, you can be next time. And you can still help out this time. And lots of love to everyone who was there. And again, our boys over at Vulgar, who came through and cut their hair and donated it. And mark it up, March 16th, 2030. It's on. And until next time, we will be resuming the hair growth journey one day at a time. All right, boys. See you.